Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, USA Radio Network. Here's this is the article I was talking about. Very interesting. This is the article I was talking about with Christina Layla, if you listened to the last hour, on Gateway Pundit. On Gateway Pundit, they have this headline, Kevin McCarthy releases his milquetoast list of promises to the American people if the GOP retakes the House. Now, here's our Gateway Pundit list of 15 action items. This is the difference. This sums up everything in how the people in Washington think and how real conservatives think, right? I've always loved the Gateway Pundit. It's my favorite website. And I've got a few I like. I love Gateway. I love, there's another one called thelibertydaily.com. It's a fantastic website. Thelibertydaily.com. And Zero Hedge, another fantastic. Those are my three favorite in the world. And then I got a few others that are backups. I like Bongino Report. I like Populist.press. I like Off Press, offthepress.com. I still like Drudge Report. It went total liberal during the Trump election. Now it's back to semi-conservative, but it has great headlines and great stories that you grab. I like the New York Post. I like InfoWars by Alex Jones. And I like Natural News by Mike Adams. Those are my go-to sites, but Gateway is better than all of them. And so I want to read you in this opening segment of hour number three, the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West, today on Friday, let's say the 14th, right? Friday the 14th of January, 2022. I want to read you the uninspiring milquetoast ideas of Kevin McCarthy. Here's what they're going to do if and when the GOP retakes the U.S. House of Representatives. Number one, stop the flow of drugs and human trafficking on our border. Number two, make it easier to start and grow a business in America. Number three, reestablish America's energy independence. Number four, pass a parent's bill of rights. I mean, does any of this stuff really inspire you? I'm not saying any of it's wrong. I'm with you, Kevin McCarthy. I want you to do all this. Stop the flow of drugs and human trafficking on the border? Sure. Make it easier to start and grow a business? Sure. Reestablish America's energy independence? Sure. Pass a parent's bill of rights? Sure. And the list is so weak and uninspiring, it garnered 1.4 thousand retweets. That's it. 1.4 thousand retweets. And then Gateway Pundit points out, till radical Democrats continue their violent communist revolt against the American people, this is the best that GOP elites can do. With that one tweet, Kevin McCarthy, I'm reading from GOP, Gateway Pundit, I could say it better myself. With that one tweet, Kevin McCarthy just proved he's not the man for the job, the country's in crisis, and he wants to chase butterflies. You can't beat back communism and fascism by playing nice. So here's our list. So let's go over Gateway Pundit's list, which is also Wayne Root's list. Wayne Root's list. This is a great list. I love it. I'm adopting it. So, number one, on day one of the GOP Congress, launch the impeachment of Joe Biden. Okay, that's great. I love that, right? That's what excites the base. That's what gets a standing ovation. Number two, no more sending U.S. men and women to war to have their arms and legs blown off. If you're going to surrender to terrorists and arm them with $80 billion of U.S. weapons on the way out the door. Well, okay, I love that. That would also get a standing ovation, and people would clap and yell and scream, but it isn't really an action plan. It's just saying a statement of fact that what happened in Afghanistan was insane, was the worst traitorous act in America's history, and he should be immediately impeached for it. Afghanistan was horrible. Nothing gets worse than that. Number three, free and fair elections. Stop the massive fraud and election theft. No ballot harvesting, no midnight drop boxes, mandatory voter ID, chain of custody documentation, no removing GOP observers of the counting room, no late night counting in an empty room, no laid out election ballot drops, no mail-in ballots. Voting machine companies must allow inspections or immediately be removed. Make voter fraud a major felony. No Zuckerbucks. Clean the voter rolls. My God, this is the answer. Gateway Pundit, there's your answer. Number four, punish tech giants for eliminating First Amendment rights in America. Fine them. Strip tech giants of the Rule 230 protections. Make Facebook, Twitter, and Google utilities. Break up the tech giants. Number five, open an investigation on pervert Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family on day one. These are great. This is what you should have said, McCarthy. But they have no common sense in Washington. Number six, shutter the FBI and fire half its staff. Jail the men and women who ran the four-year coup against President Trump and his administration. Jail the FBI officials that waged jihad against Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and Michael Flynn. Indict Andrew Weissmann. Oh, they left out one thing they should have mentioned. Oh, now I can't think of his name. Who was the number two man at the FBI who was in so much trouble and everyone said he'd be indicted and he never got indicted, and now he's an analyst on CNN. I think he's a regular analyst or a part-time analyst on CNN. I can't even remember his name anymore. He's a horrible human being. Should have mentioned him, too. Number seven, strip Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, and Eric Stolwell from their committees. Deport Ilhan Omar back to Somalia for committing immigration fraud by marrying her brother. I mean, this is stuff that no congressman would say, but it's all the truth, and it's what we want. It's what should be done. Number eight, shut the border and deport illegals and finish the damn wall. Number nine, investigate Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan's death at the U.S. Capitol. Release the J6 prisoners, meaning the January 6th insurrection prisoners, and jail Ray Epps and other government infiltrators whoever they were reporting to. It was probably the DOJ and the FBI. They were the ones who stirred this whole thing up and caused all this. This was a game plan from day one. Number 10, banish the vaccine mandates. Open the country. Why did Kevin McCarthy think of this? He never thought about banishing vaccine mandates? Number 11, prosecute Tony Fauci, the serial liar and killer. Mass murder should have consequences. Why did you think of this, McCarthy? Number 12, investigate the origins of the Wuhan virus and those who blocked successful treatments like ivermectin and HCQ for the American public. That's mass murder. China's responsible for the mass murder of everyone who died. But how about ivermectin and HCQ? Who would stop something that actually works, that could have saved all these lives? Great, a gateway punter. Are these guys smart? Now I know why I love this site. Number 13, initiate parents' rights programs and ban critical race theory. Look at what Kevin McCarthy said. Passing a parent's bill of rights. You know, isn't that sweet? Pass a parent's bill of rights. Look what Gateway Pundit and Wayne Root say. Initiate parents' rights programs and ban critical race theory from our schools. Number 14, investigate Nancy Pelosi and the Pelosi family for their illegal stock trades. Number 15, finally vote to retroactively remove Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger from the Republican Party. Look, I understand why Kevin McCarthy maybe couldn't do a few of these. You know, I'm sure he doesn't want to get into what you're giving to the American people is to get rid of Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. Okay, fine. Get rid of that one. Okay? Get rid of that one. I can see where you don't want to say deport Ilhan Omar back to Somalia. I agree. She should be for committing immigration fraud, and she's a traitor to the United States. I don't think if I was Kevin McCarthy, I'd say shutter the FBI and fire half its staff because he's afraid of his own shadow. He's not going to say that. But he could absolutely talk about election theft, impeachment of Joe Biden on day one, investigating Afghanistan and $80 billion of equipment left behind on day one. Punish tech giants for eliminating First Amendment rights in America. Absolutely. Open investigation on pervert Hunter Biden. Absolutely could have said that. And investigate the FBI and the DOJ for partisan going after only Republicans. Shut the border, deport illegals, and finish the wall. You could say that. Banish the vaccine mandates. Absolutely. Investigate and prosecute Tony Fauci. Absolutely. Investigate the origins of the Wuhan virus. Absolutely. Investigate those who block successful treatments like HCQ and ivermectin, absolutely. Ban critical race theory, absolutely. Investigate Nancy Pelosi and by the way, and ban stock trades by members of Congress. All of those are my dream. Can you say that on the radio? My rainy dream. My very wet, happy situation. However you say it so nobody gets mad at you. Are you allowed to say the actual saying on the radio? Wet dream. It's my wet dream. There you go. Should be everybody's wet dream. Every conservative's wet dream. That is the greatest list ever. Let me do my staple. You guys must love hearing me staple. I staple all the time. Let me staple it, make sure I keep this here, because I want to write a whole commentary about it. That's what a real conservative does. I if you gave me a half hour, I bet I could think of 15 more that would be equally good. Let me give you a great one right now. This entire COVID pandemic, you need to investigate the CDC and the FDA and the American Medical Association. They're all in a scam. They're all defending vaccines. They're killing people. They're ignoring and downplaying the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. It's their system. But now that it goes against their narrative, they don't want it. You've got to investigate them. You've got to investigate the media that's gone along with this fear porn. You've got to investigate the state of Pennsylvania and their Supreme Court that went along with, no problem, let's count ballots for 20 days after the election. Let's send them in after the election. There was so much fraud in that election. So much fraud. How about investigate the origins of inflation in the Biden administration? There's something wrong. Why do we suddenly have inflation like we did under Jimmy Carter? For the only two presidents that are the most incompetent in America's history, who spend, give out money like it's, lollipops to kids. Someone's creating this massive inflation that will destroy our middle class of America.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, extreme traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber extreme traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a bunch of notes from all my fans. I got the greatest fans. Number one, someone reminded me that one of the, you got to add to that incredible list by Gateway Pundit. Now Wayne Root's adopted that list. You got to add, bring back all of the pipelines. He canceled all the pipelines on that first day. You got to bring them all back. That's what Congress should be doing. And the name I was looking for was Andrew McCabe. Remember I said investigate the FBI, and I said, really, the guy you should be investigating is Andrew McCabe. He's the bad one. Him and Comey. Bad, bad people. And then another one of my fans sent me his own list of what we should be doing. And all the things on it are interesting. But I'll tell you what, the last one is the best one. He says, provide all liberals with a one-way ticket to the communist country of their choice. I love that. I love that. But here's the one that's serious, that's good. He says, hold all of those bastards and witches accountable for treason. And I agree. You know, how about Miley? Let's add Miley to the list. Send Miley to prison for treason. General Miley. Who allows the chief of staff of all the generals to do what Miley did? Right? That's crazy. To give advance warning to China. And you got to investigate all the drug companies. That's one of mine. Investigate all the big pharma and vaccine manufacturers. You got to investigate Pfizer. How is it possible that they lied like they did? They knew that these vaccines were killing people and giving people heart attacks, and you'd automatically get COVID. I just read the other day, Pfizer's own report showed 85% of their volunteers got COVID. Pfizer's trials showed 85% exposed to COVID with the vaccine got COVID. And they didn't tell anybody that. They said it works great. It's got 95% plus effectiveness. What? That's fraud. All right, Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that were hacked? Remember how the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? Remember how Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, it's all happening to conservatives. I mean, the government wants to go after Joe Rogan. Anybody they hate becomes a target. You remember when they used the IRS under Obama to try and destroy Wayne Root? They're going to come after all of us. They're much more vicious this time. Except at the moment, we got them on the run. Put your foot down. Put your boot on their neck. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs. Starting at only $6.95 a month, use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Can you imagine? 3 months free, and then after that, only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month. I mean, talk about a bargain for privacy. Wow. All right. Obviously, we've got to investigate the drug companies. Big Pharma's committed massive fraud that adds up to mass murder. Fauci's committed massive fraud. The American Medical Association, the AMA, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, all in on the fraud. Incredible. Consumers, and now we switch off of COVID for a while to some other issues bugging me. Consumer sentiment falls to the lowest level in a decade. More bad news for Joe Biden. University of Michigan consumer sentiment for the U.S. fell to 68.8 in January, the second lowest level in a decade. I want you to remember how everything was through the roof for Trump. The small business sentiment was through the roof. The manufacturing sentiment was through the roof. And, of course, the consumer sentiment was through the roof. Everybody loved Trump. Everyone agreed the economy was doing fantastic. And last month's producer price index set a record high. And this month they broke the record, highest measurement of inflation ever. Last month, the producer price index broke its all-time highest increase on record, reaching 9.6%. But yesterday, the results for December for the PPI were released, and they broke last month's record. So the numbers is now 9.7%, largest calendar year increase ever since data was first calculated. The impact of this increase on inflation for the average middle-class family, the average middle-class salary, the average small business, devastating. It's all going bad. Are we going to last to November 8th, 2022? Are we going to last to 2024 when the cavalry comes? The Republican Party doesn't get it. This is life and death for America.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm heading into the weekend. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. Atlanta hasn't had measurable snow in nearly 4 years, but that could end Friday or Saturday. The storm is also expected to dump a foot of snow in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and possibly Arkansas. The White House wants states to begin fixing bridges that need repair. Nearly $30 billion is being allocated from the sweeping infrastructure bill that President Biden signed 2 months ago. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg releasing a statement saying modernizing bridges will improve safety and support economic growth. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol. By COVID-19 by 84%. He is a board-certified physician in New York. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes, and Dr. Zelenko has now developed Z-Stack. In one capsule, you get vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, and just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs, all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. I see it everywhere I go. Every conservative website in the country is talking about Z-Stack. Go to rootforamerica.com, my website, rootforamerica.com. We wanted to make it easy for you. Click on the link where you see the big Z for Zelenko and Z-Stack. Click on the big Z near the top, and it goes right to the purchase page, and you get your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Rootforamerica.com, where you get Z-Stack by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. All right, our guest is Brandon Tatum. Brandon Tatum, he's a former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His YouTube channel's The Officer Tatum has 1.75 million subscribers. His website is TatumReport.com. And so we love to have him on to talk about all the issues in America today that that are controversial, that are out there. We like to hear different views. And we welcome to the show in the new year, Brandon Tatum. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So I see that an officer pleaded for her life before the suspect allegedly fatally shot her with her own gun. I hate that we have to use the word allegedly fatally shot her with her own gun. I don't think there's much allegedly about it. You could see it right on camera, and they still call it allegedly. But in any case, a female officer pleaded for her life. Officer shot her with her own gun. I think representative of what's going on in the streets of America today.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate and sad because, you know, I didn't get a chance to see the body-worn camera footage. I'm not sure that they're going to even release it because it's probably so gruesome. It was said that she got shot in the neck twice, and that's a hard way to go. The two troubling things here is the violence against police that's running rampant in our country. A lot of it has to do with the rhetoric and the hatred that has been bestowed on police officers for no apparent reason. And then the second thing is, are police officers becoming more cowardice out of fear of getting in trouble when dealing with African-American people in this country? I mean, the two suspects were black. The two police officers were white. At some point during the altercation, they were chasing the female police officer through the hallway and ended up fatally shooting her with her own gun. And as a former police officer, it seems nearly impossible for that to happen. Unless you had your guard down and allow somebody to take advantage of you in most cases. I mean, this could be a case where they were overwhelmed from the beginning and she ended up losing her life in a miserable way. But I'm afraid that it could be a possibility where there's some fear of dealing with black people in this country out of fear of being attacked.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I would never doubt it. I think that it's very clear that if you're an officer and you shoot a white person, nobody says a word, the media won't say a word, but if you shoot a black person, your career could be over, your life could be in danger, you could be in prison, your kids will be beat up or killed at school, your house could be burned to the ground. It's crazy, because what if you shot a white person and the white person did not deserve it, but that doesn't make the headlines, and if you shoot a black person who was aiming a gun at you or trying to stab you or trying to grab your gun, I would call that justified shooting, and they're going to try and make out like it's racist. Just because the person's black. So it's very confusing. But, you know, hey, Brandon, we're at a confusing time in this country. Can you even imagine that if you're unvaccinated, they fire you from working at a hospital, and then the people who are still working there are vaccinated, but they're all sick. So now they're saying they can come back and work while they test positive for COVID. Rather than rehire the unvaccinated people who aren't sick, let's make the vaccinated people who are sick expose everyone in the hospital to COVID. It's pretty confusing stuff, isn't it?
I want to cuss. to describe the, how I feel about all this. This is, it is absolutely ridiculous. They have almost ruined our country over a big, fat lie and deception and anti-science rhetoric. There's no way in the world. I mean, half of the things we do in this country make no effing sense at all. You go to a restaurant, you got to wear a mask. You sit down, you don't have a mask on for 3 hours while you're in a restaurant, as if COVID is some type of smart virus where it don't it can detect if you're standing up or sitting down. Then, like you said, people are losing their jobs. They were fighting and working hard and dying and getting exposed through the pandemic with no vaccine, no nothing. And all of a sudden they come out with an experimental drug that they're forcing people to take through coercion. Now they expect you to abide by it or get fired or leave your job after being exposed. And like you said, I mean, we all know it's bullcrap. It's a therapeutic. It's not a vaccine. It's a therapeutic that mitigates, potentially mitigates whether or not you get as sick. But we're watching them fire people and then they come back because of money, because of the rhetoric they push. Now everybody's out because everybody's catching Omicron. And now they have to say, oh, the quarantine is 5 days now instead of 10. Well, what happened to the, what's the difference between 5 days and 6 days? It's completely stupid. And I don't even know how we still falling for this crap in America today.
I've always laughed because you walk in a restaurant, right? Here's the thing. I'm a rule breaker, Brandon, so I kind of push things as far as I can. So I walk into every restaurant in Las Vegas without my mask on, and I leave the restaurants without my mask on, and I dare someone to say something to me, and just in case I don't want to get the restaurant in trouble, I carry the mask in my hand. Nobody's ever said a word to me, ever. So I've never worn a mask in a restaurant, and I've never worn a mask out of a restaurant, thank God, in Las Vegas. It would be very different in L.A. or New York, right? But my point is, what would be the difference? I'm walking by a table and six people are sitting at the table eating. Their masks are off. I'm walking by a foot ahead, you know, standing up, so I'm 2 feet higher than them. My mask is off. If my mask was on, I'd protect them. If my mask is off, I'm going to get them sick. When I sit down, I'll be sitting right next to them, and I'm going to immediately take my mask off anyway. We're all going to breathe the same air. What sense does any of this make?
Think about this. Just imagine if two married couples who don't live together, who come from different parts of the city, decide to merge together at a restaurant. You know, they both come in with masks on, they both sit down, and they could possibly expose each other. I mean, nobody's even paying attention to these things. And the funny thing is that they browbeat you, they hate you, they wish they could spit on you over not being vaccinated. And the crazy thing is that if you are vaccinated and you are wearing a mask, you should be protected from getting it, and technically you shouldn't spread it to me because you got that stupid thing on your face, according to what Dr. Fauci has said.
Well, not even
why
that. Wait.
Talking about me?
But, Brandon, if I'm unvaccinated and I'm unmasked, I shouldn't be able to spread it to you because you have that stupid thing on your face, and you've been vaccinated. A person's been vaccinated and is masked. If either of those works, let alone both of them, why would they worry whether I'm vaccinated or I'm masked? Because if the mask works and if the vaccine works, you don't have to worry about what I am, right? None of it makes any sense.
Right. Here's another thing, Wayne. I saw an idiot in the store the other day with two masks on.
And then they're
looking at me like I got a piece of bacon on my forehead because I don't have a mask on. It's like, hey, dummy, you're wearing a mask for me and you. So it's two of us and it's two masks available. The spit that come out of my mouth hit your first mask. You know, and whatever you mention to hit your second mask. What are you even thinking at this point?
People are
not even listening to the science.
Well, when you see cars driving by, people have masks on. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But I had to walk into an office the other day, and it was a doctor's office. I was going for a checkup, and they wouldn't let me in without wearing a double mask. So they gave me two masks. Well, I'm telling you, do you hear me coughing? I have no cough. I'm not sick. There's nothing wrong with me. The minute I put on two masks, I can't breathe, and I start coughing. So now it sounds like I've got COVID, right? I can't breathe with two masks. I want to scream. All the girls in the office are wearing double masks. Folks, I don't know how these people are living. I don't know how their makeup gets on. I don't know how they don't have acne all over their face. I don't know how they have enough oxygen all day to breathe. I think they must go home and collapse in bed, and all of them are going to lose years on their life from a lack of oxygen. I feel so bad for these people. They're vaccinated, and now they're boosted, and they're wearing a mask all day at work. Some of them, two masks all day at work. They're not going to live with this. This is going to kill their immune system without any question. Sad stuff.
100%, and I'm not here to laugh at anybody who's lost their life.
No, we don't want anyone to die.
But it is it's funny to me that people catch it. You know, it's funny. Two people that work for me, one was at an event with 10,000 people here, a turning point event here in Arizona. 10,000 people, not one person wore a mask. There was nobody tested. Nobody was probably vaccinated. Nobody got sick at that event. Both of the people that work for me went back to these far left liberal places that have the craziest shutdowns on planet Earth. Other than
and they all
Australia.
Got sick, right?
And they both got sick with families. Well, at least one of them have a family where they didn't even want him to come if he wasn't vaccinated. And all of those vaxxed people got
sick. All over the country. Everywhere I look, everyone I know is vaccinated. Everyone I talk to is vaccinated and has COVID right now. It's an epidemic, and I'm just telling you, I don't know if you know this, Brandon. The guy for the New York Times, Alex Berenson, who's their science and medical writer, who left, I believe he got fired or forced out because he was too honest about COVID, and it was questioning the vaccines and the masks. He now just wrote that the statistics from Alberta, Canada, from a province of 4.4 million, prove that all the deaths, all the COVID cases, and all the hospitalizations grew dramatically after people got vaccinated. They have the exact days they got vaccinated and how quick they got sick out of that. They got COVID and wound up in the hospital with COVID and died with COVID. Dramatic rises matching the days they got vaccinated. The vaccine is killing the immune system, which causes you to get COVID. And no one wants to tell the truth and acknowledge this. Very strange. Very sad, very bizarre time in America's history. Brandon, don't go away. Music on, but I want to keep you for another segment. You available?
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about Martin Luther King Day, which is Monday, and I want to get your take on what Martin Luther King would say about everything going on today and Democrats today. Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, website TatumReport.com. We'll be right back. War. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas. Broadcast across these United States by USA Radio Network. Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Their website's hero2020.com. A husband and wife were driving home from a dinner. While stopped at a light, they were surrounded by an angry mob. They forced open the driver's side door. They attempted to drag the husband from the car. He was probably going to be dead. What would happen to his wife after that? Really scary. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal, plus it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allen Root for a special discount. Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com, state law restrictions may apply. Speaking of heroes, we've got Brandon Tatum on our show, a former police officer from Tucson, Arizona, author of Beaten Black and Blue. His YouTube channel is The Officer Tatum, has 1.75 million subscribers. His website is TatumReport.com. Brandon Tatum, Monday is Martin Luther King Day. Tell us what Martin Luther King, in your opinion, would think about what's going on today and what's going on with today's Democrats.
Well, I may have a controversial opinion about this. I think that Martin Luther King was sliding on the scale of being a Marxist. However, during his speech, and I believe he believed this with his whole heart, that we should judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And Martin Luther King essentially would be rolling so fast in his grave that he'd probably catch on fire looking at Black Lives Matter and these other activists and Americans who are trying to reverse the things that they fought against. They want segregation now. They want to teach our children that there's an oppressor and the oppressed. It's saddening. And I think that I cannot wait to Martin Luther King Day so I can bash everybody that's not living up to the standards yet claim to celebrate his birthday or celebrate the movement that Martin Luther King put forth in this country.
Would Martin Luther King support abortion?
100% not, because he was a Christian man and a pastor, and he believed in God. He believed in the principles of God. And I think that's what made him successful. But he wouldn't believe in abortions. He wouldn't believe in I believe that he wouldn't believe in a lot of these things that they are pushing today that are counterproductive to Christianity.
Would he be upset with the anti-God left, the atheist left?
100%. I mean, because not only is the anti-God sentiment against what God has ordered in the Bible, but it's destroying the family. It's destroying society. It's really giving people this sense of freedom to hate one another without justification. And so I think that Martin Luther King would have been against that.
And would he support Trump's America First policies?
I would hope so. I would hope so. Like I said, I mean, people need to do a little more research on Martin Luther King, because he did flirt with Marxism to a certain degree. Some people believe that, you know, he was controlled opposition to a certain degree. I'm not going to make that claim. But I think that there was a twofold perception of Martin Luther King to really get a chance to meet him. But I really would hope that he would push and support what Trump is trying to push forward in America First movement.
I'll close this interview by talking a little bit about Joe Biden with you, because you know who John King is, CNN's John King, a big liberal defender of everything liberal, everything Democrat, everything Biden, everything Obama. And even CNN's John King said it is very dark time right now for Joe Biden. And he was commenting on what they're calling on CNN, Biden's failed presidency. This is shocking. And I think there's a reason for all this, because I think they know, they've seen the polls, so they've got to throw Biden overboard. They've got to throw him out of the rowboat, yeah. Right? And they've got to make sure they put someone else in. And I predicted Hillary Clinton about 3 months ago. I wrote Hillary Clinton's going to be their candidate for president, not Joe Biden and not Kamala Harris, because they're both so unpopular. I think I'm going to wind up right.
This would be a funny election year in 2024 if Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton go head-to-head once again. I don't know for what reason she's still holding on for dear life to be the president when she's one of the most corrupt people in American history. And Joe Biden he's brain dead. I don't understand how they even propped him up at the beginning. There's probably 10, 15 Democrats that could have been more believable as a winning candidate for the president of the United States. Kamala Harris, we all know she slept her way to the top, so she has no brains. She don't know what's going on. She haven't visited the border. She don't do nothing right but cackle and laugh like a retarded hyena. But I really do think the two of them are a disgrace to the United States of America. A person who was appointed because they hated Donald Trump. And I think it was some nefarious things done in the election. And then the other one, who was appointed because she was to be the representation of the black and brown body and not because of her merits. So I really do hope that America is waking up. A lot of people that I know are waking up. My best friend, he was a BLM guy, and me and him never talked politics, and we didn't want to get into a fight. But, you know, as of late, all he do is send me things about how the Democrats are failing America, how they're running this country bad
with COVID. It's good to hear. And I'm getting that from my friends, too. Everyone's seeing Biden as the biggest failure of all time. Sadly, they'll probably all vote for Hillary because they think she's a big improvement. Wayne Allyn Root, great to have Brandon Tatum on the show. Happy New Year, my friend. TatumReport.com is his website. Thank you, Brandon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.